Radio City, New York. From Radio City, New York, where every day famous stars of stage, screen, and radio bring America the greatest in entertainment, the National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 56. Here is the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Fred Collins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today, as a change from our usual serious dramatic fare, we are presenting a comedy. Now, because we feel that a sense of humor is a rather personal thing, different with each individual, we are leaving it entirely up to you, in your own living room, to laugh or not as you see fit. In our efforts to amuse you, we have managed to obtain the services of two of the funniest actors we know, Mr. Ian Martin and Mr. Arthur Cole. From this point on, the laughter, or the sense of humor, or whatever you want to call it, is up to you. Here, then, is our show. Ian Martin as Porter and Arthur Cole as Thurston in The Plotters, Attraction 56 on Radio City Playhouse.
There comes a point in every married man's life when the nostalgic memories of being single drive him almost out of his mind. Usually, this period of emotional disturbance begins with the coming of spring. Ah, spring. But spring for Thurston Holloway and his friend and neighbor, Porter Gordon, means nothing. Nothing more than a time to dream about what might have been. To sit on Thurston's front porch swing, read travel folders, and wish and wish.
Listen to this, Thurston.
Glorious
bathing, garish social life, the magic of the Caribbean, wind-blown sunny days, and romantic tropical moonlit night. And then there's a picture of a man and a woman standing on a balcony and just looking way out into the sunset.
Oh,
Thurston, it just breaks my big, fat old heart.
Here we sit, Porter, while all that goes on in Nassau.
Nassau?
Not only Nassau, Porter, many other places, so many other places. We've missed all of it.
All of it?
And girls, too. All kinds, shapes, and sizes of girls.
Girls, yeah, girls. We're old, Thurston, that's all.
Old?
You know, we've been doing this for almost 15 years, talking about travel and faraway places. Remember when we planned to go around the world?
Around the world.
We saved money for 5 long years, and then you...
I know.
You married Larry.
I know.
And you stopped us.
I was infatuated, but you weren't much better.
I know.
You married Baby, you weakling.
I know.
Well?
On the rebound, Thurston. Rebound, pure and simple.
Oh, you couldn't help it, old fella. I don't blame you.
I didn't have a chance.
For 15 years, we've worked and slaved for those two women.
Yeah. 15 years of nothing. That sums up our lives.
Our miserable, inconsequential, dull, boring lives.
Yeah. Hey, listen to this. It says the Ile de France is back.
Where was it?
Oh, look, Thurston. Here's one on Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Waikiki.
Waikiki. And palm trees and everything. Yeah. Hawaii.
Yeah. The wives are coming back.
Oh, look at them.
Revolting, isn't it?
Utterly revolting.
I know just what they're going to say.
We should. We've been listening to them for 15 years.
Letty will ask us if we want to walk to the drugstore with them.
The drugstore.
Baby, I don't want to sound mean, but naturally mine were bigger than hers because she didn't use any fertilizer.
Fertilizer?
But that isn't mean, laddie. After all, everybody knows that you've got the biggest violets in town.
Biggest violets is right.
Shh, there's no here yet.
Listen, you boys want to walk to the drugstore? Well, we need some toothpaste, and I want a soda.
Oh, that sounds like adventure.
Laddie, look. Travel magazines again. Honestly, you two are so silly.
Oh, never mind, baby. You're just like a couple of schoolboys playing cops and robbers. You think they'd grow up, wouldn't you?
Well, it's a good thing that got you and I, that's all. Going to go down his shoes in the morning if I didn't stand all the boys missing on the
ring. You hear what they said?
Yeah, schoolboys.
I sure must have been a schoolboy when I married Letty.
Yeah. See, Thurston, it isn't that we hate them. It's just that they're such bags.
Bags is right.
Sure are stuck.
I'm 50, you're 51. We've each got about 23 years expectancy. Every Sunday we'll sit and talk about Hawaii and Nassau and Indochina and not do a thing. Not a thing.
Yeah. No.
What?
We won't. Not for another 23 years. I just couldn't stand
Water.
It. Let's do it. It's not too late yet. We've got 23 years ahead of us. Just let's go around the world.
You're crazy. Letty gets sick in a canoe.
Who said anything about Letty?
But Porter, I... What do you mean?
Leave him.
Leave him?
Flat.
Leave Letty?
Yeah, leave the both of them with their toothpaste and their fertilizer and their African violets.
But Porter,
15 years is all any woman has a right to expect. Do. That's the word we've been forgetting all these years. Do. Let's just stop talking about it and do it.
You're right, Porter. You're so right.
Of course I'm right.
We'll do it. We'll leave him flat.
Yeah. Then let him... cough at our travel magazine.
While we're in the China Seas.
or sleeping on the steps of the Taj Mahal.
What about money?
Money.
Money.
Yeah. Well, we can work our way around the world, can't we?
Not me, Porter. I couldn't work my way around the block.
Money. Sometimes I hate it.
Me too.
We need thousands, thousands.
Oh, even more. Huh? It was great while it lasted.
Yeah.
Money.
I got $185 in the bank.
That's nice. I got 60.
That's nice.
15 years working between us, we can't even raise $300.
Oh, Thurston.
Yeah.
I got $10,000 worth of insurance and baby.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I've got $6,000 already.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We could go a long way on $16,000, couldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
Provocative, isn't it?
Very provocative, Porter. Very.
Yeah. But how, Thurston, how? They're both as healthy as hogs. There she goes, all the way down the stairs. I guess I better go take a look. Baby. Well, I guess I better phone the doctor. No, I'll wait 15 minutes, and then I'll phone the doctor.
Oh.
Oh, baby, are you all right?
Oh, help me up.
You're all right.
Help me up.
What? Oh, I'll phone the doctor, baby.
You needn't bother.
Oh, it's no bother. I'd do that for anybody.
Help me up. They're ripping that rug at the top of the stairs, and I caught my heel. I could have killed myself.
Yeah, you could have.
Is that you, Letty?
Of course it's me.
I told you your rubber boots were in the garage. Honestly, Thurston, you just don't look for things. They were right where I said they were. What do you want with your rubber boots anyway?
I thought I might go fishing with Porter.
They got holes all over the bottoms, and you know it. Oh, here they are. Smelly, dirty old things.
Thank you, Letty.
Send me out to the garage to look for something that stares you right in the face. They were right where I said they were. Well, I'm going to bed. You coming?
In a minute.
Thurston, will you stop looking at those travel folders? That one on Samoa with the native girl on the front is positively obscene.
All right, Betty.
Oh, and by the way, when I came out of the garage and closed the door, that horseshoe right above the entrance fell and almost hit me on the head.
Letty.
You'd better nail it up again. It might have killed me.
Yeah, I know. Porter,
now, I... don't tell me, Thurston. I can see by the look on your face. No luck, huh?
A horseshoe missed her.
Baby fell downstairs, all right, but she wasn't even bruised. She relaxed her muscles, I guess.
They sure are tough.
Tough and destructible.
Are we stymied?
No, sir. Not by a long shot.
Well...
You're coming over to my place tonight. We will spend some time at my workbench in the basement.
You got an idea, Porter?
Oh, I got a nice foolproof.
What?
You'll see.
Yeah?
Oh, this time next week, we'll be leaving for Samoa with $16,000.
Yeah?
It's Samoa, the land of adventure and enchantment.
Tropical nights and the blue surf.
Yeah, and Thurston, I forgot to ask you. When you and Laddie come over tonight, would you do me a favor?
Sure, Porter. What?
Will you bring along your ripsaw? I wonder what kind of wood this is. It's like steel.
Maybe my saw's dull, or maybe there's a spike in it.
A spike?
Yeah, a spike to hold a step onto the two braces.
Oh, is that the way the belts on our steps?
Well, I don't know. Could be.
Yeah, I'd hate to think I spent the last half hour sawing through a spike.
Well, I guess if it was a spike, all the teeth would have been broken.
Just like theirs, huh?
I see what you mean.
Well, that about does it. I've sawed the top three steps almost through. Only I wish we had something besides a tape measure to measure with.
How far do you figure?
Well, there's no fun. I figure when they crash through this step, they'll fall 8 feet, 9 3/4 inches.
Is that enough?
Well, it's the best we can do unless you want to dig a hole in the cellar floor to get an extra foot or so, maybe.
I don't think we'll need it. 8 feet, 9 3/4 inches on a solid cement ought to do the trick.
Yeah.
Probably bust the cement.
They'll go right through to China.
Say, Porter, something just occurred to me. How can you be sure they'll both fall?
Well, I'll say something about how they should take each other's arm or something.
Yeah. Well, one might see the other fall and have time to stop.
Oh, well, now, look, that's a risk we'll have to take. At least it's a step in the right direction, if you get what I mean. Well, I think we're about ready.
Yeah, you test one of the steps.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, sure. Okay.
Be careful. Don't break it.
Maybe it'll go through that like a knife through butter.
Let's call him.
You sure everything's ready?
Yeah. Oh, the lights. Turn off the lights.
Why? Oh, the lights. I forgot. There. Well, Thurston, here we go again. Second try lucky, huh?
Let's hope so.
Shake on it.
Porter, old friend.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Letty! Baby!
What is it, Thurston?
Porter and I want you girls to come downstairs.
Why?
Should I tell her?
Say we got something to show them.
We got something to show you.
Well, bring it upstairs.
We can't bring it upstairs.
Why?
Tell her it's tied up.
We can't bring it upstairs because it's tied up.
It was, Thurston. Have you and Porter got a dog down there?
Oh, come on down the cellar, baby. We got something real interesting to show you.
All right. Thurston, turn on the light.
Oh, we can't.
I...
Tallarat glows.
Yeah. We can't turn on the lights because it glows in the dark.
Well, we can't see the stairs.
Well, hang on to each other's arms.
All right, dear. Here we come.
Thurston?
Yes, Porter.
When do you think we'll get out of the hospital?
The nurse said next Monday.
How's your arm?
It's all right. They're taking the cast off tomorrow.
That's nice.
How's your head?
Oh, they're taking the bandages off today.
That's nice.
Ooh, it certainly was a surprise, wasn't it?
If we'd only known they'd fall right on top of us, we could have backed off more.
Yeah. It was that fallen step that broke your arm, wasn't it? It
clipped it right in two.
Oh, terrible. Pass me some peanuts, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Thurston.
I'm glad we got a semi-private together.
Yeah?
You give me another one of baby's saltwater kisses.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
They're hard to chew, but they taste good.
Yeah.
Kind of restful being in the hospital.
Mm. It gives you time to think.
Yeah.
I'm planning it this time, Porter.
Yeah? Now, look, Thurston, don't you
think
Well,
you're not weakening, are you?
Well, look,
we can't let a little miscalculation deter us, can we?
Well, I suppose we shouldn't, but
I thought of something foolproof.
Yeah? What?
All in good time, Porter, old friend. All in good time. Oh, by the way, I sent the nurse out for the latest copy of Holiday Magazine. This month it's Mozambique.
Africa, huh?
Yeah. Egypt, the Nile.
The pyramids.
The Sphinx.
Cleopatra.
Peanuts.
No, thanks. Hey, tell me, Thurston, what is your plan this time?
All right, now, Porter, I'll tell you. Now, as soon as we get out of the hospital, we'll suggest to the girls that we take holiday, see? Just a week. Because we've both been shaken up, and the doctor says we've got to have a rest, see? Now, the girls will say, where are we going? And that's where we fool them.
But why Niagara Falls?
Well, Thurston wants to go, baby, and so do I.
But why Niagara Falls?
Well, after all, we just got out of the hospital. I think you'd show me some consideration.
Well, it's so nice at Wickanangsie Lodge.
Well, we can go to Wickanangsie some other time.
But why Niagara Falls?
Oh, you'll love it, baby. We can take pictures and watch the water under the lights.
Well...
After all, dear, it isn't often one has the chance to stand on a cliff and look straight down for 326 feet. Hey, Thurston, man, we better be getting back to the girls. We can't stand a smoking room forever. They'll get suspicious.
In a minute, Porter, old friend. In a minute. I was just figuring out how far that insurance will go.
Yeah, but
now, wait a minute. Now, wait. Let's see. How much have we spent getting into Japan? Let's see. That's 16,000. Let's... Well, we still have 13,500. Only got to Honolulu.
Thought you said Japan.
Yeah. That's right. 13,500 left in Japan.
Yeah, I hope the 16,000 will last all the way around the world.
it might be fun to get stranded, huh?
Yeah. In a warm country.
Maybe Egypt. Egypt, make friends with some slow-eyed Egyptian princess.
Yeah, Egyptians aren't slow-eyed, only the Chinese.
Well, anyway, it'd be fun.
Hey, Thurston, don't you think we should
I'd like
to girls?
See us living in Casablanca.
Yeah, but Thurston,
can't you
I
just
think
see us riding a camel into the French Quarter or Casablanca?
Yeah, Thurston, but right now we're riding a day coach into the American Quarter of Niagara Falls.
Almost at the falls now.
Why don't you tell us it was this far?
Oh, don't fly.
Oh, it's going to be dark before we get there. Porter, why don't you tell us it was this far?
I didn't know it was this far.
Porter, Letty, baby, please be patient. I know it's around here somewhere, but after all, I haven't been here for years.
Well, I'm just about dead.
Is it much farther, Thurston?
I know it's right around here somewhere. Now, it's a flat ledge of rock about 15 feet square, and you get the most marvelous view.
You know, it'll be dark by the time we find it.
Don't be impatient, baby.
Why don't you tell us up with this far?
Oh, there it is. There, right over there.
Where?
See that flat piece of rock?
Oh, those darn flies.
Oh, come on, girls. Not much longer now. Just a few more feet. Now, hold this branch. Now, go ahead, lady.
Thanks.
Baby.
Oh, why didn't you tell us it was this far?
Now, go ahead, baby.
Now, don't you get away behind us.
No, we won't. This is it, hey, Porter? This is it.
Hey, hey, girls in the waterfall, just smell that air. Just smell it.
There. Isn't that a magnificent view now, isn't it?
It's too dark.
Oh, it's just right. What do you think, Porter?
Well, then we're too far away from the falls. I thought they'd make a big roar.
Oh, I think it's perfect. It's just perfect.
Now, those are the Canadian falls to the right. We're closest to the American falls.
And how can you tell? Radar?
Oh, now, baby, don't be sarcastic with poor Thurston.
Well, why didn't you tell us it was this far?
Now, Thurston's gone to a lot of trouble, haven't you, Thurston?
Oh, it was worth it, Porter. It was worth it.
Now, I wish we could have seen all this in daylight.
Oh, daylight wouldn't have done at all, but...
come on closer to the edge now, Letty. It's thrilling to look straight down.
No, thanks.
You don't want to look over the edge?
No, this is fine. Back here is just fine.
How about you, baby?
Mm-mm.
Come on and look down. Honest, you feel as if you were looking into another world. 326 feet straight down.
Heights make me dizzy.
Ouch, these plastic flies. Well, all right, so we've seen the view, so let's get out of here and go back to the hotel.
Oh, but we can't leave yet.
Look. They've turned on the searchlights. They've turned on the searchlights on the Canadian Falls.
Oh, let me look. Move over there.
Yeah, sure. Here, Porter, give Letty more room.
Okay,
now.
Sure, Thurston,
it is rather pretty at that.
Oh, let me look. Move over, Thurston.
Now, we'll step back so you girls can have a good look. Come on, Porter.
This take a lot of horsepower.
I thought it was candle power. As a matter of fact, I think it's kilowatt. Anyway, it's terribly complicated.
Okay, Thurston, old palace, is it?
Third time and out, huh?
Oh, look at him standing there so unsuspecting. Sad, isn't it?
Well, you're not weak,
no. No, not me.
Shake for good luck, Porter.
Put her there, Thurston, my friend.
See you in Hawaii, Porter.
On a beach of Waikiki.
You take baby, I'll take Letty.
Yeah, no, the other way around. You kill my wife and I'll kill yours. It doesn't seem so bad that way.
Okay.
Just a quick rush and a heave. Are you ready?
Ready.
Well, let's go, baby.
But surely, ladies, you must have some idea why your husbands wanted to commit suicide.
No, officer. We haven't. None.
I don't understand it. I've been 10 years with the Niagara Falls police, and I just don't understand it.
Well, Thurston had an aversion to cucumbers. But surely that wouldn't be the reason.
Now, you're sure you can't tell me any more about how it happened?
I can't talk about it anymore.
Well, as I told you, the lights went on. Letty and I were looking, and suddenly we heard a sort of funny noise. Letty and I took a couple of steps towards each other, and suddenly they just whizzed right past us. I thought the funeral was lovely, just the way they would have wanted it. Both coffins side by side.
Yes.
This house just doesn't seem the same. I don't think I can stand it without Porter.
I know.
Letty.
Yes.
Letty, did Thurston have any insurance?
We had twin policies. $6,000.
Oh, that's nice.
Did Porter have any?
We had twin policies, too. $10,000.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That means we've $16,000 between us.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, baby? We can't just sit around this town the rest of our lives.
I know, Letty. I know.
Poor dear boys. With their travel folders. Travel. That's all they wanted to do.
Here, look at this.
Where? Oh. Glorious bathing, gala social life, the magic of Caribbean, wind-blown sunny days, and romantic tropical moonlit nights. Oh, and here's a picture of a man and woman standing on a balcony looking way out into the sunset.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Baby.
Yes?
We could go clean around the world on $16,000.
And look, further on it says, the terrifying excitement of deep-sea fishing combined with the romance of rumble-filled nights.
You have just heard The Plotters, a story of murder offered with apologies to all crime shows presently enjoying high hoopers. The two vile killers who met their just deserts were played with great restraint and emotion by Ian Martin as Porter and Arthur Cole as Thurston. Bag number one, alias Letty, was played by Bryna Rayburn. Bag number two, alias Baby, was played by Mildred Clinton. The short, smart part of the detective was played with the usual consummate skill for which Eugene Francis is famous. The music was by Arlo, and the script, based on an idea by Rod Coneybear, was written for radio by Harry W. Junkin, who also directed the dastardly production. Would you mind being serious now while we play our theme?
This is Harry Junkin again to tell you that next week on Radio City Playhouse, we are presenting two separate and very different scripts of a quarter hour each under the title Duet. The first is a soft and gentle love story called The Lake. The second, a truly terrifying suspense story called Collector's Item. Please be with us for Duet next Sunday, Attraction 57 on Radio City Playhouse. Good afternoon, everybody.
One of America's top comedians has taken over one of radio's top quiz show. The result? A hilarious half hour on Eddie Cantor's Take It or Leave It every Sunday on NBC. Yes, now's the time to fall in love all over again with the pop-eyed master of wit, Eddie Cantor, on Take It or Leave It, tomorrow night on NBC. Fred Collins speaking. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.